Good morning, church family. We're so glad that you're here with us today at Facebook Live. We're thankful that God's given us such an opportunity as this, that we are able to spend a little time together in the Word of God during this difficult situation we find ourselves in. We hope you enjoy your service this morning with us. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we do love you. We thank you so much for this time that we have to spend together. We cherish it. Lord, though we are far apart, we are together in spirit and through this technology that's offered to us. Lord, our church family is looking to you for help, looking for you for strength. We do ask you, God, to bless our nation as we turn to you. We ask you, Lord, to help us to love each other, to care for each other, and to look to you during this difficult time we find ourselves in. In Jesus' name, amen. Enjoy the choir special this morning. You enjoyed the choir singing this morning. We have a few announcements that we want to get out to the church family. The next online service will be this Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The next online service that we at Lock Haven Baptist Church will join through Facebook Live will be this Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Tonight, Sister Lois and Sister India will be putting on a virtual concert at 6 o'clock p.m. at facebook.com/opendoorclairemont. That Sister Lois and Sister India will be putting on a virtual concert at 6 o'clock p.m. tonight at facebook.com/opendoorclairemont. We want to invite you to join that tonight, and we appreciate Open Door Baptist Church and the pastor Bruce there allowing them the opportunity to sing for us tonight and to lift our hearts through music. Now, some of you have asked about giving. You can mail it in to the church at 14246 Boggy Creek Road, Orlando, Florida, or you can do it through your bank at Bill Pay. Someone even came and shoved their tithes and offerings under the office door, and we was able to get it and take care of it that away. So the reason I bring that up is because many of you have asked, how can we continue to do that? And it is good to see a church that is mature enough to realize that during this time, our giving is still important. I do think about our missionaries and their families, how it's going to impact them without the church's support and giving. So stay faithful to the Lord, because that is part of worship. Now, I hope this morning that you'll enjoy this next song. It is from our children's choir. Amen. That was our children's choir. I hope you enjoyed that. What a blessing it is to be able to look back at some archives, some songs that have been sung right here in our church facility. And the Lord knows, and soon there will be a time where we join ourselves together bodily. But we must be found faithful right now. We're going to go through our prayer request, our main topics on our prayer list. If you have a prayer request you'd like to add or something special, just type it there in the comment section. Those that are with us will see it. They will pray with us at the end of this. Don't forget our church family, our deacons, all the ministries that have we have around here, especially Lock Haven Scripture Press. We're praying that the Lord will bring us a new press quickly so we can get back to printing the Word of God. Brother Paul Bentley and Brother Dwayne Chase are diligently in search of what God would have for us. Don't forget our country during this time, our first responders especially. We thank the Lord for them. Without them, those that are sick and those that are potentially on death's door would not have the help they need. So remember our first responders, our military, our courts, those elected officials that we have making the hard decisions that they're making during this time. We have many unspoken requests during this time. I won't go through all those. Those that we're praying for salvation, surely this is a time that we can share the love of Christ with a community and friends and family during this difficult time. Our missionaries, I've already mentioned that. We've got to be faithful to pray for them. They're in foreign lands and around this world that do not have the health systems that we are enjoying right now. And so we need to pray especially for their protection. All of our miscellaneous efforts that are going on here at the church. We have several that are on our cancer list, and we need to be in special prayer for them. Many of you know that we're praying for Sister Ellen, and she got some news this week that she needs. She really needs prayer warriors. So let's pray for her and ask God to bless during that time. And of course, all the other ones that we're praying for, and are many that are on our medical list. I have a half a page here underneath me that I'm looking at. Be in prayer for those. Remember, if you have a prayer request, just type it there in the comment section. It'll come up. People will see it, and we will spend time in prayer. So at this time, I would like to go to the Lord in prayer. And if you'd pray with me during this time for our prayer list, that would be a blessing. Father, we do love you. We thank you, Lord, that we can join our hearts together in prayer and intercede on behalf of our church family, our prayer list, those that we mentioned. God, these are dire times in which we live in. We ask you, Lord, to please bless with a mightiness, a hand of healing, a hand of correction, a hand of comfort. Lord, we need you. Our nation needs you. We ask you to forgive us, Lord, where we failed you. Cleanse our hearts and our lives. Help us as a church family, Lord, to be faithful during this time to you and to love you and love others and to be careful that we spread the love of Christ and the gospel during this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our next song is going to be from our teen choir. So I hope you enjoy it as it plays through.
Thank you.
What a blessing it was to hear the teen choir sing. We're so thankful that we have kids that love the Lord and want to serve God. If you would, at this time, take your Bibles and open them up to the book of Mark. Open them up to the book of Mark, chapter number 4. Take the Word of God and take it and look into Mark, chapter number 4. And we're going to look at this passage of Scripture this morning about a great question that was asked about our Lord Jesus. Take that last sip of your coffee, and let's begin reading in Mark chapter number 4 and verse number 35 this morning. Mark chapter number 4 and verse number 35. And the same day when the eve was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent him sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they wake him, and they say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? That great question, what manner of man is this? This has been a long day for the Lord. If you know anything about this passage, it's almost like a Bible conference in itself. They had done, they'd heard the Lord Jesus speak on the sower and the seed, the light and the candle, and the mustard seed. And now the day had come to an end. I can imagine seeing all the people there as Jesus was on the seashore there with the boat out a little ways from the sea, and the people gathering up closer. The Bible said, and the multitudes, that's what the Scripture says if you was to study this out, had gathered around. Now they're at the end of the day. Now people are starting to leave, and Jesus is alone with his disciples, and they're there fixing to take passage, and Jesus gave them a request. There he said, Let us pass over unto the other side. Now I'm looking for the day that we're beyond and past this coronavirus. I'll be honest with you, this is not what I enjoy doing. I much rather see you sitting in the pews and singing in the choir loft and singing the specials all together. But I'd much rather you be 6 feet away from me than 6 feet under. So we're going to stay cautious. We're going to stay calm. We're going to stay clean. Those that are sick, we're going to ask you to take care of yourself. And those that you're well, we ask you to protect yourself and stay close. But I remember the day in 1991 when our Lord Jesus Christ pricked my heart and asked me to come over to his other side. This man that I'm talking about, what manner of a man is this? He's given an invitation and he's asked you to come. And I remember that day on a Wednesday night when I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. Now listen, the grace of God has appeared to all men and he's asked you to come. Now this morning you may be sitting there in your living room. You may be sitting in your car. You may be looking on your computer. I don't know how you've joined us today. You may be on the all way on the other side of the world. But I can say this, that the grace of God has appeared to all men. He's asked you to come to him. He's asked us as the church, as his people. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men to me. Now, he's given that great invitation, and that's a promise that he has kept. He's faithful, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he's looking to seek and to save that which is lost. Now, these executive orders that have been given out to ask us to stay apart and to not join ourselves together, they don't hinder the blood of Christ. They don't stop the testimony that we have, that we are God's children, and we need to be faithful to travel on through the other side. This is no time to sit down on God. I know that we're not working, we're at home, we're spending a lot of time away from people, but this is no time to sit down on God. He's asked us to come to the other side. He's asked us to get in the boat with Him. And now, we're tired, we're weary, much like in the passage in Mark chapter number 4 and verses 35 through 41, we find that the Lord Jesus Christ was weary. He was tired. The Bible says there in verse number 38 that He went down into the hinder part of the boat and He was asleep and He was resting His body after spending a long day preaching and teaching and reaching out to those that were looking for something. And I'm going to tell you this, dear friend, this world is looking for us, our reaction. They're looking for us as God's children to have the hope and the faith that we should have in the Lord during this time. And He invites us to travel with Him. He didn't invite us to step aside. Listen, once we trusted Christ, our personal Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit of God indwells us. And He's forever with us. In Matthew, in the Great Commission, He said, "Lo, I am with you always." And so He's asked us to travel with Him during this difficult time we find ourselves in as a nation, as a world, virus that is caused and wreaked so much havoc and fear, He's asked us to travel with Him. Come to the other side. Enjoy the fellowship in the journey that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray like you've never prayed before. Spend time with the Lord in His Word, enjoying and studying to show yourselves approved unto Him. And travel with Him during this time. Jesus has given us that invitation. In Matthew 11, He says, "Come unto Me, all ye." He's asking, if you're labored, you're heavy laden, you're needing strength, take the yoke of the Lord upon you, and you can find strength during this difficult hour which we live in. And that great question there in verse number 41, what manner of man is this? This man, the Lord Jesus Christ, has invited you to come unto Him. If you're lost this morning and do not know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I ask you to come to Him. By faith and repentance to God, He said if anybody would call out for Him for salvation and trust Him in their heart, He would not in no wise cast them out. They shall be saved, says the Scripture. This manner of man that I'm talking about, the Lord Jesus Christ, is still looking to save those that are lost without hope. He's looking to give us strength as God's children to make it through this day which we find ourselves in. This manner of man that I am talking about is a man who is with us in all the storms of life. Not just this great storm that we find that rose up here with the disciples in Mark chapter number 4 and verse 35. I'm talking about every storm of life. Before this here storm reached our shores, before we found the waves of this storm beating upon us, Jesus was with us. Jesus is going to be with us past this storm. For always and for all time, God is going to be with us as His children. He is our Father and He loves us and He's asked us to look to Him for strength during this time. And what a great storm we do find ourselves in. Listen, this that we read about was a great storm. The Bible says there, that in verse 37, "And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full." The boat was now full. The water was running over in it. And listen, this storm we find ourselves in today, we are full fear, full of trepidation, full of uncertainty, full of not understanding what's going to take place. But I can promise you this, dear friend, God has not been caught off guard. God has not been hoodwinked. This didn't catch him by surprise, and he's with us during this powerful, devastating storm that we find ourselves in. Health-wise, God is the great physician. God is in control of all that is going on around our nation, around each and every community, around each and every church. I was talking to my wife this morning, sitting on the church steps, as I walked around our church property. 7 times I walked around and said, "Lord, you caused the walls of Jericho to crash and to crumble, and the people of God took victory. God, I ask you today, crumble this here virus that we find ourselves in. Cause it to come crashing down so that we as your people can meet together face to face, arm in arm, hand in hand, worshiping you and joining ourselves in the house of God. As we see the end of this coming." I don't know if that's going to be tomorrow, the next day, or the week to come, but I do know this, that God has this virus under control. It's only going to go as far as His hand and the power of God allows it. And we, as God's people, we have to understand that He is with us. Now, you may be passing through a different storm on top of this storm. This year may be just the eye of the storm for you. You may have been going through a storm for many days and weeks and decades. I think about the woman with the issue of blood as years and years and years of trouble and health problems that she had. And she said, "Just allow me to touch the hem of His garment." I'm going to encourage you, church, this morning. Press toward the Lord. This is not a time to run away. This is a time to run to the Lord and to seek His face. Listen, Jonah had a storm. God came to him and said, "Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh. I want you to preach the gospel. I want you to tell those folks about me." Jonah up and ran, and it caused him a storm. That storm for Jonah was to turn him about. There are storms that bring us in our backslidden state back to the Lord. If you're backslidden this morning, run to the Lord. He's faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins and iniquities. I think about the storm that Paul was in there in Acts chapter 27. It was a storm that opened a door of opportunity for him to be a great witness. I think about this storm that we just read about in Mark chapter number 4, verses 35 through 41. This was a storm that allowed the disciples to see their state of faith. "O ye of little faith." Listen, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This question that was asked, what manner of man is this? This man that I'm talking about, the man Jesus Christ. He is a man that has invited you to come unto Him. He died on the cross of Calvary that you might have eternal life. He's invited you to come to Him and to seek His face and know that He is here to save you. This is the man, after you've been saved, that will walk through all storms of life with you. He will not forsake you. This is a man who is up for the occasion. Some of you have already read it and said, "Wow, the Lord was asleep during this storm." Listen with me. Turn over to Isaiah chapter number 40. We're talking about the man Jesus. But Jesus was just as much God as He was man. And the Bible says to us in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse number 28, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding." I'm going to tell you, dear friend, that Jesus is up for the occasion, for this storm that we find ourselves in. He is almighty. He's all-powerful. He said to us in Matthew, He said, "All power is given unto me." The Bible says in Hebrews that all things, all of us, every bit of our life is open to Him. He sees all. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's up for this occasion. He was just as much man. He was tired and He was weary. But I'm going to tell you, dear friend, Jesus was God. And God is able and capable. He's the great physician. And when Jesus hung on the cross of Calvary, He could have called down the angels to take Him off that cross. But He went to that grave, and by the power of God on the third day, He was risen from the grave. These storms that we find ourselves in right now, dear friend, listen. The waves will cease. Listen what the Bible says. Verse 39, back in our text. And He arose. And on the third day, He did arise. But in this text, He arose from His sleep. And listen what He says. And rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. There's going to come a time, dear friend, when the Lord reaches into this storm that we find ourselves in. I don't know what point it's going to be, but there's going to be a time when He says to this here virus, peace, be still. And it's going to cease. It's going to come to an end. This here storm is not and should not take the throne of God from our hearts. We need to run to the Lord because He is well able during this occasion which we find ourselves in to take and calm the storms that we face. And you know, it only sounds that we are here at the end of this. Remember, the Bible says, be still. Listen for that still, small voice. And there's going to come a time whenever this storm ceases, and we're just going to hear the stillness of the hour, the sweet Spirit of God talking to us, telling us, I was there with you the whole time. You know, just like that old poem that we, many of us have hanging in our houses or in our offices about the footprints in the sand. We see just one set. And we're tired. We're weary. We're fearful. But during this time, dear friend, is when we find much grace. During this time, it's when the Lord is reaching down and putting His arms around us, and He's carrying us through these difficult times. Some of you watching right now have lost your job because of this. You're on furlough. You're not sure when the unemployment's going to kick in. You're not sure if these checks are going to come fast enough. I'm going to tell you during this time, Lord, the Lord is there for you. Run to Him. He's right on time. Though the checks may be late, though the unemployment system may be late, Jesus is right on time. And I'm here to tell you, when this question was asked in verse 41, they feared exceedingly. That's where I'm at. That's where you're at. And said one to another, what manner of man is this? This man, Jesus, the Son of God, is a man that's invited us to come unto Him. If we're lost, He wants to save you. If you're saved, He wants to comfort you. He's a man that will walk through us, with us, during the storms of life. Remember the story of the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They didn't bow. They stood fast. And in the midst of the fire, there, the Lord Jesus was with them. This man, Jesus, is up for the occasion. He was up for this occasion. He was able to go past the 10. I think it's the saying, it's go to the 11. Just like old Buzz Lightyear on Toy Story. He said to infinity and beyond. I'm going to tell you, dear friend, that's not even close to where our Lord is. He's beyond all that. He's from everlasting to everlasting. And Jesus is and will calm this storm and give us the peace that the disciples enjoyed here during this time. I hope you enjoyed that message. I hope you'll stay tuned for the Beautiful Girlhood group as they sing, and then we'll close in prayer together. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed today's time that we had in the pastor's study. Remember, the next time we'll meet in the pastor's study here at Lock Haven Baptist Church will be this Wednesday evening, 7 o'clock p.m. Make sure you spread the word. Tell those that are looking for an opportunity to just have a time in the Word of God, especially our church body. Look at who's missing, who's not here, and invite them to come. And if they don't have Facebook Live, maybe you can help them over the phone, get signed up for Facebook just for this, and they can delete it once we're all back together as a church family. Remember, tonight, Sister Lois and Sister India will be putting on a virtual concert at 6 o'clock p.m., and you can find that at facebook.com/Open Door Claremont. And we're thankful for Open Door Baptist Church giving them this opportunity. And we're looking forward to an opportunity to serve the Lord each and every day. And be careful, be safe, and make sure that you're in constant prayer with those for those that are on the front lines. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, that you've allowed us this opportunity to be together through Facebook Live. We pray, God, you'd bless our hearts, our minds. What a blessing it was to look back into the archives of our church and find those songs that were sung today during this session that we spent together. Looking forward, Lord, to your hand working during this time. I don't know what you're up to, but you are at work. And we pray, God, as your people, we would not hinder or interrupt your hand at work, but we'd look to you and stay close to you during this time. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll see you Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. God bless.